All right, it's 20 after 1. It is the hang zone here. And we like to label everything because, you know, we're Americans. So we're calling this ferret business. That doesn't totally seem right, but it sounds cool. But here's Jake.
Here is
Is that
me.
A good intro?
So
not really.
I've talked about this before, the serious side of it a little bit. This is a little bit less so. But the process of trying to have a child when you can't just get pregnant like every 17 or 18-year-old can, which is certainly one of the frustrating parts about this, is that when you're growing up and you're like, oh, man, I got this family member that it doesn't seem like she should have these kids right now, but sure. And then when you get to the age or different people who are at the position where they're ready to do so, it's difficult for whatever reason. So we went through this the first time around.
All those years you were worried about getting her pregnant.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
Boy, I could have...
I mean, if you'd have let me know then.
Been going crazy. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, we got it. And it's emotionally, spiritually, if you want to call it that, very taxing. Financially, for sure. But even with very low percentages, the further we got into it the first time, it worked. But it worked.
Yeah, I wonder how common it is, because I did it too.
It's pretty common, man.
We had, I think common. My lady's insides are a rocky place where my seed could find no purchase.
Yep.
And
I get that now.
Yeah. But you hear of a lot of people that go through this. Now, we didn't do fertility drugs, so we didn't get the possibility of twins, which is kind of a... You know, there's a lot more twins these days because of that.
Oh, right? For sure, yeah. And it's a possibility as we're doing it again. And the reason the first time around that I wanted to talk about this was kind of like whenever you and I both had COVID. It does seem like something that a lot of people deal with, but a lot of people don't really like sharing, because in some way, shape, or form, it makes you feel one side or other inferior, inadequate, when it's really it's just the way it is. It's nature, Dan.
Well, I talk about it because it's her inferiority, not mine.
Yeah, got it. So, I'm back in the game. And we've moved since we went through the first round of this. And the first round of it, loved the doctor. I think I described him the first time around as like fertility Patch Adams, which I don't know if you need that in every doctor. But if we're talking about something like this, if you want to make a sexual innuendo joke every time we come to your office, took me a minute to warm up, but eventually.
So he's a bit guy?
Oh, for days, dude.
Lighten the mood.
I prefer a stoic doctor.
If you're telling me if I'm going to die or not, yes. If we're over here talking about funny, like repro man's bit, basically, okay. I didn't mind it so much. So the reason we had to go to a different doctor since we moved is the lady has to go in a lot. And we couldn't be driving 40 minutes each way with her job multiple times a week. So I have to go to a different place now. And this different place does not allow you to collect, quote unquote, at home and bring it in. Right? They don't do that. And I have done it.
So you have to give them a sample of your swimmers.
At the site.
And then they mix it up with whatever.
Centrifuge.
She has an egg there already? I don't know.
And I had done this one time before at the old place. There was one that they had me do there. But this place, they're like, you need to do it here. So I had an appointment yesterday.
Oh, that's right. You used to do the quick drive.
Yeah, like I was
like, I got to get there.
I was like,
within a half hour.
Dom from Fast and the Furious.
Put it in a little seatbelt.
Running. Yeah.
Dude, I almost had you.
Whenever someone stops in front of you, you put your hand over.
Right.
That's my baby.
Protect.
Put to the box.
I had an appointment. It was actually in Frisco yesterday. If you guys thought I sounded extra chill, bro, on the show. And I go there, and it's a different type of office. The other office was bigger, and there was almost never anybody in the waiting room. Maybe one or two people ever. So this time, I go in there, and it's not that big of an office, and they're trying by doing every other seat, you know? But there's still probably 10, 11 people in the waiting room, and there's only one male, and they all know what I'm there for. Mm. I'm not trying to get pregnant. So there's just 10 or 11 women all around my age and younger in this waiting room. And I walk in and I'm like, it's Kemp.
Right. You don't want
to. Kemp. And I'm past the awkwardness of it because I've done this before. But it is still, there are a dozen women in there who are just staring at me.
Because of the
implication. As I'm sitting there, in the waiting room, I started, like, laughing, thinking about, like, what if, like, somebody walked in with, like, just, like, the guy in the gimp. The gimp outfit. He's like, he's with me. Or you walk in with, like...
Like, you need that to get worked up?
Yeah, you walk in with, like, just, like, two women you pick up on the street.
And yeah.
Like, hey, you guys sit here. They're both with me. Because you go
they're
in...
hourly, they were.
Yeah, you go in, and it's so, so weird. Like, I almost wish the women who are on the other side of this could see what it's like. Because they have... It's a little room, and there's a recliner in it, like... Don't know who's ever using a recliner for this.
Get comfy.
Yeah.
It's disgusting.
And also, let's talk about the logistics. Okay, like, that's not going to work. They hand you, like, the type of deal that you put on a toilet, you know, to cover it. Like almost like a medical grade paper.
Yeah.
And they
you're thin.
To, yeah, you're supposed to spread that over the recliner.
Oh, God.
And then there's a TV. I didn't even investigate the TV, but I did... take three pictures for you of the magazines that they still have, and I sent them to you over there.
You didn't make this public?
No, not yet. And they're very, very, like, standard Playboy. But I thought you would also be grossed out by the fact that I picked them up to take a picture to send them to you.
You touched them?
I don't care.
So you did not use these Playboys to help...
No, when my wife asked, I told her I looked at the Double Bang Luka Top Shot from the Clippers game last year. But,
see, I went and had to do this. They had a stack of the seediest porn you'd ever get. Like, they sent an intern out.
Yeah.
Or they sent a lady who wasn't into porn, and she just bought the most disgusting, you know, at the gas station where they have them.
Two-pack in the plastic. Yeah, those are like, those are... pretty standard Playboys.
Yeah, these are tasteful.
Yeah. But you just start thinking, because there's a female nurse that walks you in there.
She's
there's female
weird.
People at the checkout. There's
Deshaun Watson sitting next to you.
But it's so awkward. It's not so much awkward as much as it is interesting that it's an entire industry built on the idea that, like, yeah, you know, we know you don't need the moment to be right. You don't need the mood lighting. You don't need music. You don't need this or that. Why don't you just pop in here for 5 minutes and leave? Because we all know.
We all know you're a dude. You're basically an animal.
Right. That's what it feels like.
Yeah.
And there's just no pretense about it. Like, you've basically stripped
like
everything.
Like a lady, they could never have do this.
Never. They would need everything, right?
Right. It's just not right.
Yeah.
Just there was a weird song playing.
Whereas me, I'm literally sitting in a sterile waiting room, and 5 minutes later, they're like, are you done?
Are you ever worried about how fast you turn it around? Like, you wait a few minutes so the ladies out in the waiting room don't think that...
I popped up the, as it were, Sports Day app for about 5 minutes just to see what Donnie and Davey had on the tournament to make sure...
Do you worry about not having enough to give them?
Well, that's the thing, is you gotta stock up.
That's okay, so you're not
you get
engaging
to notice.
For a few days before you go
there's
in.
So
there.
Much here.
Where's the juice from?
I mean, that's dude. You're not going to spend all this money and then go in there with a half a game plan.
And they're like, giggling at it. They're laughing.
You got it's like a
like gas shortage.
Whenever you're at the end of the like Windex bottle, and you're like, I could probably do half water, and this is still probably be about the same, right? I mean.
You know how you
Robitussin.
You can buy clean urine online. Could you buy this online and just hand it to him?
Of course,
you give some. Then someone else's DNA is in your kid.
Yeah,
some wide receiver.
Yeah, you're like, whoa.
You probably don't want that.
It's funny because I feel like a lot of P1 dudes listening have been through this, but it's kind of weird to talk about, so nobody does.
I never thought of it in terms of how about this industry that just knows we don't need anything.
Yeah.
And we need a disgusting smut mag.
Yeah.
And a cold.
The bright lights.
Oh, my
right
God.
Down on
yeah, it's
you.
The big fluorescent lights.
Yeah. And then they have almost like a bank drop. They have a door, like a little door in the wall, you know? Like, or maybe a better example would be like a post office box.
Yes, I've done that.
You literally just open it, set it in there, and the second you close it, you hear zzzz, and it whips around. And it whips around into the room on the other side. Now, thankfully... this place does have, like, a shame door.
So it lets you just walk out?
Yeah.
You don't have to walk back through the...
Yeah, like smoking a cigarette, like, through the waiting room. I did have a trap door, but on the way out, the lab is connected to that room, and there's three women sitting in there with
peeking over at you.
Yeah, they've got the stuff. They've got it in a machine, and it's
right. They need it instantly. That's why you had to drive there, right?
Yeah.
It's not like they can get to it this afternoon.
Yeah. So a lot of us have to go through this, so and if you find the comedy in it, it's a little more enjoyable.
So it's possible that the inception date of your next kid was yesterday.
Possible, yeah. Got a bookmark.
Do they count that as the inception date, or? All right. Well, that's getting too much into it. Well, congrats.
Well, I'm nothing. I just did something that
way
everyone
to go.
Does. I just did it in a doctor's office.
Well, next, we'll do the 1:30 news. Not everyone does that.